thinking about post-harvest cover crops and tree nuts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Brittany Goodrich is an assistant professor in the Department of Agricultural and Consumer Economics at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. She was previously an assistant professor at UC Davis, and while there, she worked extensively on cover crops and tree nuts. She noted that tree nut growers do adopt cover crop strategies.
Yeah, it's definitely been increasing, and definitely over the last probably 5 to 10 years, the adoption of cover crops based on a lot of research. And then there's also been a lot of assistance programs like the Seeds for Bees program offered by Project APSM.
Again, that's the Seeds for Bees program.
There's also been some NRCS EQIP programs that give you money to establish cover crops. So that's been a big help as well.
And of course, there is that thought that you will use more water in that orchard if you have cover crops planted.
If you have additional forage growing, you're probably going to use a little more water, but then you're also going to increase the amount of water that's being put into the soil. So I'm not sure what the net water use is of cover crops.
But we all know that cover crops will increase the water infiltration rate into the soil to those tree roots. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.